After your siesta, you wake up and find a smorgasbord of food next to the bed. Drinks and all kinds of yummy goodness. You sit up and begin to feast. A little face peeks around the corner and smiles.
"I see you found the food," she says.
"This wasn't one of the four that wore you out." You believe you remember her name was Fappy. And from behind her, another face peeks around. That one, I think, was called Blowy. They both smile at you while you eat. You offer them some, and they shake their heads.
"We've eaten already. We're just waiting for you to be done so we can clear the table."
They watch you eat. It's a little uncomfortable, but they jump too as soon as you finish your meal. Both of them smiling as they clear their trays. In behind them walks the bigger dwarf, the one that you heard them call Dick. Not exactly why she has that name, but you're interested in finding out, especially if these three dwarves are anything like the four that came before them.
"I see you had fun with all of our friends," says Dick quietly. "Now it's our turn. But this time, it's going to be a little different."
She stands up on the bed and lifts up her skirt, and there is the biggest cock you've seen in a long time between these small legs of this stout dwarf. She smiles.
"I guess you know now why they call me Dick."
The other girl comes up, the first one that peeked her head around the corner, and she starts to lick it. Licking it from base to tip. Her mouth wrapped around it as she sucks. Dick's head thrown back in ecstasy as you watch as this other dwarf swallows that massive cock between Dick's legs. From the other corner, you hear a moan. You look, and in the corner, sitting on a nice little stool, is Fappy. Her fingers diving in and out of her little cunt. Her eyes focused on Blowy and her lips wrapped around Dick's cock. You feel yourself start to stir, starting to get hard. You're not sure where you fit in on this, but you definitely want in on this action. This may be your only chance. You look up at Dick and smile. She smiles back at you.
"Okay, Blowy, move that mouth over to his dick."
Blowy crawls across the bed suggestively and starts using that tiny little mouth on your cock. She's a very enthusiastic little dwarf. Every inch of your cock is bathed in saliva within moments. It's dripping down to the crack of your ass, which is where Dick's eyes are wandering.
"Fappy," she says, "come on up here, girl."
Fappy climbs up on the bed, her fingers still diving in and out of her pussy. She can't seem to stop. Now you know exactly why they call her Fappy. She lays down next to you and is watching Blowy suck your dick as Dick walks up behind your ass and pushes your legs up into the air. "Are you ready for me, Prince Snow?" she says with a glint in her eye. Mischievous. But you know you want it. This may be the only chance to get fucked by a fooder dwarf. You nod your head. Blowy keeps swallowing every inch of your cock into her tiny little throat. It's almost enough to make you burst right there. Doesn't help to have Fappy moaning in your ear, watching her fingers dive in and out of herself. You reach over to give her a hand, fingering her tiny little cunt as she rubs her clit, and you feel it. The head of Dick right pressed up against your tight ass. Pop. And it goes. Hurts a little at first, and you can tell that Dick knows what she's doing. Inch by inch, she slowly fits her cock into you.
The moans of ecstasy as her tits bounce as she bottoms out in your ass. Never felt so full before. I mean, your fingers and Vappy's little cunny and your dick swallowed by Blowy's mouth. This is ecstasy. Dick starts to pound her cock in and out of you, grunting, thrusting, filling you up. I've never fucked a prince before. Your ass will do. Your ass will do real nicely. I've gotten tired of using these girls. It's good to have fresh meat in the place. How does her mouth feel around your dick while I fuck you, huh? Cute little Fabby moaning in your ear. That's it. Prince. And it knows stumbling into the woods that you were gonna find a harem of dwarf girls here to fuck you, huh? How we've been looking for a man. We'll feed you. We'll keep you happy. As long as we can do what we want with your body. God, you're so tight. Feels so good wrapped around my cock. You move your other hand and start fingering Blowy as she sucks your cock. Your hands buried deep inside two dwarfs' pussies as the other one pounds your ass. Now this is heaven. You feel Fappy start to tighten around your fingers. Dick is still thrusting into your ass. And Blowy can't get enough of your cock. Finger their pussies. Fuck you. So deep. So tight. Prince's ass feels the best. You feel Fappy come around your fingers. Around the same time Blowy comes around your fingers. Dick is still pounding away, grunting into your ass. You bring your fingers up and start to lick them clean as you feel her grab the back of your knees. Right at that moment, Blowy hits you all the way down your throat and starts to swallow suck you. You feel your orgasm building as Dick's cock threatens to fill your ass. Yes. Good. Oh, yes. That's it. Fuck.
Yummy.
All the dwarves pass out around the bed, cuddled up to you in varying positions, all of you covered in cum. Happy little pile. You drift off into sleep, full and sexually satisfied, only to wake up the next morning to find them all gone. Another meal prepared at your table. It goes on like this for days, weeks maybe. You're not quite sure, always left in a sense of sexual haze and cloudiness and full of food. You're well rested. You get up and explore the house and the moments they let you have that are free. Everything's so tiny, but it all fits so well. The dwarves are all sweet to you, all willing to do whatever kinky stuff you want to do. A whole house full of 7 women willing to share. It's like a dream come true. The days all melt together. And one day, there's a knock on the door. The dwarves answer, and it looks to be a peddler at the door. He smiles and says that he has apples for sale. You've been very well fed. Apples don't even sound good, but for some reason, you just want one. You step forward and say that you have no money, but you would like one apple, please. The peddler smiles at you and hands you the reddest apple in all the bunch. Later on that day, you decide to finally eat your apple. You're out in the yard, walking around the trees, picking up leaves and
just enjoying the forest, trying to decide what to do and how to get back. You take a bite of the apple, and it's the best apple you've ever eaten in your entire life. It tastes so sweet and juicy, and fills up your mouth with yummy goodness. You continue to eat it as you walk along, not realizing that you're starting to stumble. The world starts to go gray around the edges, and you realize that the apple must have been poisoned, but you realize too late. You've eaten too much of the apple. As you start to fall to the forest floor, you can only wonder as to what will happen next.